Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousaabi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
You know, not bad, but I'll tell you that this morning prior to this recording, I put on my headphones and I was like, oh no, it's not working. I can't hear anything. And I realized I hadn't plugged anything in yet. And so that's maybe not a good start to things, but here we are. It's all working now.
Yeah, that is funny. Yeah. It is. We still have a couple analog components in our life, right? Like not everything connects automatically by Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's this weird like black cable thingy. I don't know. Keep forgetting what to do with it every week.
Well, it's funny with like kitchen appliances. Like I still have to get the toaster out and plug the toaster in and all of that, you know? Like, right. Well, what's the, I don't know. Is there going to be an advancement on toasters at any point? I don't know if there will be.
Yeah, they may have capped out. They may have reached their
peak. I feel like we've hit peak toaster. Like, I'm not paying $1,000 for a smart toaster. I don't feel like that's going to improve my life at all.
No, probably not. But we digress. Here we are. We got another new music episode for you. And this one's a good one. This, you know, like, every now and then I feel like we put together 12 amazing songs. I think there's some really strong contenders for best of the year on here. Some of which you picked that I might have to throw on my own best of the year because they're so good.
That's so funny. I had the same thought about one of your songs. I was like, if he doesn't pick this for best of the year, I'm putting it on my best of the year mix.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'm curious to hear which one it is. But let's get into it with that. So your pick is first, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This is the one that I think might win out for me if you don't put it on here. It's Lady Vagabond by Grace Potter.
Isn't this so good? Just like the sound of it.
It's so good.
You could drop the lyrics, and her voice is amazing on this song, but it sounds like something from like an old Western. And she tells the story along with it. It reminded me of, and here comes a Bruce Springsteen mention, he had a song called Outlaw Pete off one of his albums, I think around 2008. And it was like an 8-minute long song. And this is like a 6-minute long song or so too, right? But it was almost like just telling a whole story. Just in this 8-minute long song. It had nothing to do with New Jersey or anything like that. It was just like an old Western story he was telling, and it had kind of the same musical elements. And so this immediately reminded me of that, of just like, I'm going to like write a mini movie and present it to people, right? And so there's this character. And what I loved about this one is that the character in this is a female, and she can't stay put, and she's rambling, and she can't be counted on. All the same things that you get from like every other rock song in the 70s about men, you know,
right.
Like whether it was more obvious, like Ramblin' Man from the Allman Brothers or, you know, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, like anything where it's just like, men, I can't stay in one place. And I just love how here we have Lady Vagabond, like she's just not going to stay in one place. You can't count on her. And so it's just a great turn from a songwriting perspective. But I think the thing that always, that sticks with me on this song is just the music. I just loved how this one sounded.
Yes. Oh my God. Same. Like just having it open with like a spaghetti Western feel. And it also kind of reminded me, it could be like featured in like a Quentin Tarantino like trailer or something, you know, like I think of like Kill Bill or something like that, where I feel like I could totally make an appearance there. He obviously features a lot of strong female characters too in his films often. So I loved it. And yeah, I even wrote here, I know this is technically counts as country, I believe, but it's just so good. it's country I can get behind. It's awesome. Just a fun song start to finish. I love the lyrics. I love her voice. And yeah, just it got me wanting to just hit repeat on it. I loved it. So strong start to this mix. I loved it.
I was a little hesitant because I already had a country song on my mix that's coming up later, but then I was like, you know, this is too good to leave off. So I'm glad you appreciated it. All right. Your first pick, you went with Everything by Seven Dust.
Yeah, I had to throw metal on here because I've just been on a metal kick. I wrote about this on our Instagram feed at Super Awesome Mix lately. I went and saw Metallica in concert. That probably didn't help to get me on the, you know, to get me off of this kick. It kind of reinforced it. They were amazing. But I like cannot stop listening to hard rock and metal and all these things. So Seven Dust was a band that I never really totally listened to. There were a couple singles that they had released that I've had on repeat for the last 20 years. I was surprised to learn that this is their 14th studio album.
Wow.
And funny enough, I was reading an interview that they gave to Apple Music, and they themselves are shocked that they have 14 studio albums. I don't know what that says about your band when you're like, wow, I can't believe we've done this.
I kind of love that even they're kind of blown away by, you know, wow, 14? Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I just really enjoy this album. This song is probably one of the more listenable ones if you're not into metal. So I tried to pick one that was a little bit easier to get into. It's off the album Truth Killer. I think a lot of their songs actually tackle like interesting topics. This one is truly just like, if you are trying to be everything to everyone, like you're going to be nothing. And so that's like the theme here. And sorry, I do really like the lyrics and what they're singing about, that you get to a point where you're like kind of exhausted by trying to be everything. And I think social media really exacerbates that problem too. Like you're just trying to crowd please as much as possible. And like, you just can't, like we've said many times in the show, not everyone can be The Rock, right? We can't all be Dwayne Johnson pleasing everyone on the planet. It doesn't work. You only get one of those humans in a lifetime.
Well, he also probably has a staff of 100 who's helping him do that. So that doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt either. You know, it's funny. You sent this mix over to me and you're like, I had to include metal. Okay. You've made me listen to enough country, so I'm including some metal. So I want to include a fun fact. All right. I have an older sister. She's 5 years older than me. And growing up, she was totally into heavy metal. And I think she still kind of is now. So I grew up listening to a lot of heavy metal. So this was not at all a departure for me. Okay. I really enjoyed it, actually. It was great. The guitar work's awesome. And I agree with you on the lyrics. It was much more substantial than maybe you'd find or expect from a standard heavy metal song.
Right. Yeah. Like the line I'll call out before we move on is, I'm going to be everything you hate me to be. You love me to be. You take anything you want. Like that line of, I'm going to be everything you hate me to be. You love me to be, I think speaks to like kind of fame and what it does is like, you're kind of put in an impossible position. You can't win because people want everything from you, but then like they kind of hate you for it. So it's good. Good song. All right, track number three. I love this band. So happy that they're making new music. I wasn't like, didn't know it, but it's Evicted by Wilco.
Yeah, Wilco has a new album coming out called Cousin. And I think it's expected here in the next, actually, it'll probably be out by the time this airs. But this is the first single off of it. I know I'm like two decades too late on this, but I've been on a big Wilco kick lately and listening, just going back and listening to all their albums. And just really impressed. They're kind of in this alt rock category, but while I'm listening to them, I'm like, this sounds like country music. Like, well, what are we doing here? This is and obviously a lot of the key members of the band were in Uncle Tupelo prior to joining and starting Wilco, so that would kind of stand to reason. But yeah, I mean, just their songwriting, just song after song, is so good, and this one is not any different. Even, I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, this band, you know, you talk about 14 albums for Seven Dust, you know, Wilco is probably up there, you know, at a similar count. So they put out so many good albums as well. But I like this one. The eviction in the title refers to a breakup. And it says, I'm evicted from your heart. I deserve it. There's no, when they say that line, I mean, there's just no emotion at all in it. And just kind of this resignation. There's some fight in the song, but I don't know. It's just really, really well done. I just love the kind of tone of acceptance in some of the lyrics and the presentation of those lyrics in the song.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what he says of it, is like, whenever you know you've done something that like, you just, you know it, like you are guilty of it and there's nothing you can kind of do about it. The lyric I really love, because it's like poetry, where he sings, maybe I'm a whistle on a lonely old train. I'm crying all the time. Listen to the sound getting further away, fading deep into the night. like that imagery is so pretty. Like you can just immediately picture like this old timey train with like the train whistle just getting softer and softer as it goes into the night and further away from you. So I loved it. And yeah, really happy to have heard this song.
All right, track four, you go with a newer artist, I believe. This is I Hate Boston by Renee Rapp.
Okay, yeah, so this is off of the album Snow Angel, which I've been really enjoying. It's excellent. This song in particular stood out to me because it's kind of a funny story of like you're in a relationship with someone and they show you around their city. In this case, she's talking about the city of Boston. But then you break up with them or, you know, like it goes sour. And then you end up kind of hating that place because you have all these memories associated with it. I'm sure that many of us have had that experience. I certainly have in the city of New York. I can't go, well, I can now, but for a while I couldn't go back to Upper East Side because I had like a bad kind of dating breakup, something like it just was all negative. And so for a while I was like, nope, can't go there. We'll never dine there. Like that's the end of that. Because of that, because it's like, yeah, it's kind of, it's triggering. So I think, you know, it is very relatable in that sense of her singing, like, why'd you have to go and like ruin the city of Boston for me? You could, you know, swap out Boston with just about any place on the planet, but really good album and one that hopefully you enjoyed listening to.
Yeah, I thought this was so well written because we talk all the time on this show about how music invokes memories, right? And here for a song to be about locations invoking memories, I thought was just great. And I do like how it's like, it's not its fault, right? Referring to the city. Yeah. It's like, you made me hate Boston. but I thought that was great. And yeah, it's so true. I think it's very relatable in that sense. Yeah, I could see this being, you know, it's funny when we do these new music mixes, sometimes like a month or so after, I'll start seeing the song kind of get a little bit of radio airplay, but I could see this one picking up some airplay as well eventually.
Nice. All right. Track number five, you went with Let the Sun Come In by Pretenders.
Yeah, the Pretenders are not new. This is a very old band. Of course, Chrissy Hynde, lead singer. I think they're already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they're still making new music. This album's called Relentless. So many great hits from the 80s, but I had to check out, like, admittedly, I've not kept up with their, you know, discography over the years and over the decades. But when I saw they were coming out with new music, I was like, all right, let me check this out. But I thought the lyrics were great. Her voice is still exactly the same. So if you love the Pretenders, you're going to turn this on and immediately get right back in that feel. But the lyrics here, we don't have to get fat. We don't have to get old. We don't have information we have to withhold. Free as the bikers back when they were thin. We don't have to fade to black. Let the sun come in. So I think it's a song about aging. And I do think it's really funny that she points out that, like, you do, if you watch old 70s movies, the bikers were not all that fat nowadays.
Right.
Maybe they are a little more. Maybe we all are. Okay, so I'm not going to isolate bikers there, right? We're all a little bigger, myself included. But I just thought that was such a clever line. And I just think it's kind of about aging gracefully and not letting aging actually happen, maybe, right? Like just kind of just continuing to live life to its fullest, even as you get older.
Totally. Yeah. I really like that. And I also love the sense of like immortality through song, you know, like to live forever. That's the plan. The longest living mortal man with a soul that can't be perished, with a song that's always cherished. And I think that's so cool. I think sometimes like people do live forever through their songs and through their works of art and their contribution and stuff. So I think she's singing a little bit about that as well. And so I really enjoyed this song. It was a good one. Nice throwback feel to it, like overall, which makes sense coming from an older band.
For sure. All right, track six, Halfway Point. You've got An Arrow in the Wall by Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, it's pretty much in my contract that I wrote for myself that if Death Cab for Cutie releases a new song,
yeah, I have that with Springsteen. Yeah. No, yeah. Bruce gives me $2 every time I mention him on the show.
That's awesome. Yeah, so Death Cab for Cutie, new single, and then also a remixed version of this by Churches, which is really good. So love that they're kind of collaborating there. So Arrow in the Wall is literally a warning shot. So the idea is that the arrow's in the wall because it was actually aiming for you and it missed. And so what he's singing here, you know, in Death Cab style, it's like kind of like perky sounding, but in reality, he's like, yeah, you're going to die soon. he's really telling us like, hey, you know, there's a warning shot. And the warning shot, I think from his perspective, is like climate change and kind of like, you know, government breakdown and like all these different things that we're dealing with and all the risks associated with all that stuff. So this is his song out there to kind of hopefully get people to, you know, pay a little bit more attention and make sure the arrow, you know, keeps missing, so to speak, or isn't even being shot at all, ideally.
Yeah, this one, again, classic Death Cab for Cutie sound, right? Again, strong cut, you know, lead singer is always going to have that sort of feel to it, right? Every song.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's a little bit more, I'm sitting here going, all right, a little bit more upbeat Death Cab this time. And then I'm like, no, there's the, nope, that took a turn. Yeah, it's still a little down.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love the imagery of like an arrow in the wall and it's a warning and all that, because I do think, I don't know, one, I think it's well written, but also, you know, we often ignore the arrow in the wall and just kind of be like, yes, well, it missed, moving on.
Right. Exactly. With like anything, right? Even our own health and whatever, you know, it's like you have like a near heart attack and you're like, well, cool, that was a near heart attack. No problem. Like, it's definitely not coming back.
Well, there's kind of this, now I'm going to live life to the fullest, knowing I could die at any time. It's like, well, wait a minute. Right. That's how we got here. Okay. Your cholesterol's 350.
Yeah. Put down the triple whopper.
Yeah. It's not that good. It's not that good.
All right. Well, super awesome mix brought to you by Burger King.
Oh, no. I did it again. This is why we can't hold on to sponsors. Anyway, any two items for $2. Okay. Just hop on in there. And,
All right. Track number 7 here is a song that I had to listen to, not only because you put it on the mix, but because Instagram follower Dad of Three Girls, a longtime listener, made sure that I listened to some Zach Bryan off of his new album. So this is Fear and Fridays off of the new Zach Bryan album.
Dad of Three Girls is getting so dialed in. He's like predicting the new music mixes.
Yes. I love it.
He's like sending us messages going, okay, new music coming up. All right, Sammer's going to pick this. Matt's going to pick that. I'm like, wow, this guy's good. This guy's good.
Yeah.
All right, Zach Bryan. He's had a hell of a year. I think this is the third time I've featured him on a mix, but he just keeps making great music. So I'm just going to keep putting him on mixes. This is a self-titled album that he just put out called Zach Bryan. But yeah, this one, it's a little faster than some of his other songs, but I don't know. I just love it. It also ties into this. He has a poem, like a spoken word poem at the beginning of this album, talking about fear and Fridays. And so those two kind of tie together, but this song, I like it because it's like, you only love me like you mean it when it's after dark. So it's like, he's clearly meeting up with this person on a Friday, but the part he hates is Saturday when this person goes away. And right. I think it's so well done because it's like, yes, like this thing is, he knows he's going to meet up with this person and he knows this person's going to break his heart in the morning. So, yeah, just another great, well-written song. And if you're not listening to Zach Bryan by now, I mean, you really should be. It's not even like hardcore country, I don't think. Like,
no.
You know, it's almost more folk or Americana or whatever.
Totally. Yeah. I think it's a little bit more accessible if you're not like into country. I liked this song a lot. A, because it's got a harmonica and like, sign me up. I love harmonicas and songs. They're great. B, I really like the topic and I love the line. I'm revved up, thirsty and ready to drown. I love that because, you know, like speaking about what you're talking about, it's like there is that like Friday night relationship, like the relationships that only ever, it's like hookup basically, right? But you still find yourself going back to it and going back into it. So I love that idea of like, I'm revved up, thirsty and ready to drown. Like, you know what you're doing to yourself, but you're doing it anyway. And I think that's exactly like the kind of thing that he's struggling here with. So really enjoyed the song. So thank you, Dad of Three Girls, for being on the money on this one. And Matt for choosing it.
All right, track 8. And this was my song that I'm like, if you don't pick it for Best of the Year, I'm picking it. It is Hype Me Up by Wiz Khalifa.
Nice. Yeah, I thought you might like this one. This is a good one. Love a good amp up song. Love Wiz Khalifa. I love his voice. But yeah, I think this one could be featured on Super Awesome You. You know, it's like, I love the lines here. This all week, no days off, just hard work and a payoff. I made myself a promise young, I would never work a day job. And I love that, right? Like, I think often we are motivated by quitting our day jobs and doing something that we love instead.
We did a whole mix about it last year, Sam.
Right. Yes, exactly. The Great Resignation mix. We might need to do a redo of that one, of volume two. But yeah, like I loved also the opening kind of reminded me of like Stranger Things theme. Like it just has this like dark synth magic to it. And synth is also something I've always loved in songs. So really good track, and I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's so great. I called out the same lyric you did there about never working a day job. I was like, that's greatness. And then just the whole thing, like, hype me up. I mean, just got me so fired up. I immediately put it on my running mix. So, nice. Yeah, I'm all in with this song. So I'm just telling everyone right now, that's going to be on the best of mix one way or the other at the end of the year.
Awesome. All right. And that's coming up fast. I can't believe it. It's around
the
corner.
Yeah, it won't be long.
All right, track number nine. I think this one, we might need to do a mix of like greatest band names of all times, because there have been some really good ones we've covered. This one would be, I think, on that mix. So the song is I Used to Be Fun, and the band is Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers. So good.
Just based on band name, I was like, I've got to find a song that I like from this group. I have to bring this to the masses if I can. So yeah, that was certainly my initial motivation, but they're actually really good. This is an all-female quartet from Australia. This is a really just great rock song. And I also love the message, right? Like there's one lyric, I used to be fun, but now I've gotten lazy. I said we'd hang out, but that was just a maybe. As I get older, I do think back and be like, yeah, I used to be fun. I used to want to do things. Now I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to stay home. No. I'm all right.
I've gotten to the point where I realize it's easier to agree with someone that you're going to do something knowing that you're not going to do anything, right? Like,
yeah, just say yes. Yeah, no, definitely. Give me a call. Yeah. Is that Friday? This Friday? Yeah. Okay. Text me. But I think I'm in. I think I'm in.
And right.
Then, yeah. At 5:30, it's like, oh man, can't do it. So sorry about that.
That might be one of the best reasons why I am potentially excited to have kids is like, I feel like you get a solid run of years where you can just be like, oh, sorry.
Sam, right? You know, I can get out of literally anything. Okay. Two kids. It's just like, look, I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. Doctor appointment. I got to go do what you got to do. No, say no more. Say no more.
Yeah, it's great. But no, I love the band. They reminded me of Wet Leg, actually, a little bit. Like, again, kind of funny band name, great sound. Female singers, like, loved it. And I was going to call out those exact same lines that you did. So, but yeah, really enjoyed this song and love their sound. So I'm eager to kind of dive into the rest of what they have.
All right. So speaking of great band names, and I love that these appeared back to back on the mix. Track 10, you have Purple Skies by the Pigeon Detectives.
Yes. Also a great band name. I love that game that you can play with your friends where you're just trying to come up with band names. Like, you can come up with some pretty good ones.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd ever come up with Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, but
no. No. Pigeon Detectives feels more in reach.
It does. I feel like you could. It is more attainable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like you could find your way there. All right. But yeah, so this is off the album TV Show. This is just a band that, you know, or a discovery of me clicking around randomly to try to find new music. I was not aware of this group, but I really like this song. Like, I think they just have like a really solid sound. I really like the line. I'm in the middle of a breakdown, but I love the highs. That speaks volumes in terms of like, sometimes you kind of like chase these situations you find yourself where, yeah, you have like a breakdown, but then like you love the highs that come with it, you know, like the lows and the highs of doing just about anything. Sometimes it's a relationship, sometimes it's a project, sometimes it's whatever, right? But I really enjoyed that and just like their sound, so wanted to introduce this to you and others out there to see if you like it too.
Love the bass line in this one. Like, just from the first notes I was like, ooh, okay, I think I'm gonna like this. And I think it's a really good song. I love the consecutive questions. Do you forgive me for the first time? Will you forgive me for the last time? It's like, clearly he doesn't treat his partner very well.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And he's just kind of continually asking for forgiveness for whatever it is that he's done. But Yeah, it's no, it's just it's a good solid song. So I'm interested to, you know, hear more from them and see what else they've got because I do like the sound.
All right, your last pick here, track number 11. It's Uneasy by John Batiste, and it features Lil Wayne.
I mean, how cool is this song, right?
Yes.
This is
so cool.
This is just a cool song, and it's two very different styles coming together. In the video, Lil Wayne busts out the red Eddie Van Halen guitar that I think he used playing on Beat It, which was another situation where it was kind of two very differing styles coming together. With Eddie Van Halen playing the guitar solo on that for Michael Jackson. But yeah, I don't know. I just think lyrically and everything, like, this is just a great song. And yeah, I mean, pretty impressive. And not that I should be, you know, unimpressed by John Batiste. I think he does a lot of cool things musically. But just to do this with Lil Wayne, I think was just really great.
Yeah, it is a really cool collaboration. I love Lil Wayne's feature on the track for sure. And I love the line, close the shower door on my city, it's steaming. Like, I just love that imagery. Like, seriously, just great, great, like, rapping and writing. So, 504 area code is Louisiana. The 17th ward is New Orleans. So that's, I think they're talking about the city of New Orleans here in this track. When they talk about the city feels uneasy, the only way I can describe it. So just a little fun fact there. But yeah, really good song, really nice collaboration. I enjoyed this one.
Yeah, I like the lyric too. Nostradamus, Malcolm, Marvin saw what's going on. I know the left and right talking two different stories. So I like the kind of references there, but also just the fact that they kind of call out, you know, both sides are kind of telling stories. I know everyone likes to think they're right, but there's a little wrong on both sides.
Agreed. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, let's bring this one home. Your last pick. It is This Isn't Me by Tawa Bird.
Yeah, this was another random play that I'm really happy that I discovered. She reminds me a little bit of like Olivia Rodrigo in a way. I think it's like she's in that kind of genre of artists popping up, but she's really good. And I really like the subject matter of the song where she's like, it actually comes from a story of her being invited to go to Fashion Week. And she felt, you know, surrounded by all these big names and paparazzi and famous people and whatever. And she just felt super alone where, as she says, everything felt layered. Like even the questions they were asking you just felt fake and they were really trying to dig at something else. And I think that that's very relatable. Sometimes we get invited in these situations where you are kind of fish out of water and you're like, I don't like this. And I just want to be home right now. You know, like I want to leave. But I really love the line. We can pretend that we're going to be best friends after tonight. I'll never see you again.
Yes.
And I think that, again, is so relatable. Like you find yourself in situations like parties, especially where, like we were saying, like, oh, yeah, we're totally going to hang out. It's going to be great. And you're like, no, I'm never talking to that person again. Like. But for that one night, you're like, quote unquote, best friend. So,
yeah, I thought this was such a well-written song because as you're listening to it, I hadn't even read the piece about, you know, her being at Fashion Week and experiencing this. It was just more you can tell exactly from the lyrics, like what's going on. She's in some sort of either whether it's like a higher society thing, whether it's a celebrity thing, like whatever it is. But you're just out of your element. And yeah, just that moment where you're kind of standing at the party and just kind of thinking, get me out of here.
Right. Yeah. Like her line, is it too late to say that I really hate this?
Yeah.
I love that.
I think this couples well with I used to be fun. You know, it's just like.
Right. Totally. Exactly.
I don't want to do new things anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, great pick. Again, it sounds great. And, yeah, I'd really just loved the story in this one. I think more than anything, the lyrics here just stood out so well for me. And yeah, I just feel like everybody could, you know, imagine a time where they were in a similar situation. So great pick. And there you have it. Another new music mix for your collection. You can follow us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. And, you know, the more you follow the show, the more you can predict what our next new music mixes are going to be like. Okay. But that won't be for a few weeks. Next week, we've got a guest coming on the show, so definitely check that out. But for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.